Hello, how are you doing? I'm Mike Harding, here with another hour and a half of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music in the cosmos, never mind on the planet. A lady in New Zealand often emails to ask us to tell her about the weather over here, because she's from here originally, from the Yorkshire Dales. So, for you, Margaret, the winter rages on here. We saw some penguins sliding down the River Ribble yesterday, and a polar bear was seen in Giggleswick this morning, dressed as a Boy Scout, helping old ladies across the road. But we knew it wasn't a real Boy Scout because he got no badges on, so we tumbled to him. So that's what it's like here. I'm in a stone shed, I've got the heating on, I've got a cup of coffee, and I'm all fired up and ready to go. Here's another track from a CD I played you last week, Ry Cooder, Live at the Bottom Line, 1974. This is Crazy About an Automobile.
They wants to ride in class. Some like Cadillacs, some like Fords, some like anything, as long as it rolls. Every woman I know crazy about an automobile. Every woman I know's gotta have an automobile. And now I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. She can play with your keys and shift your gears. Turn on the radio loud enough to hear. She can turn off the heat and flip on the fan. And then you start rolling just as fast as you can. Now everyone I know crazy about an automobile. Every woman I know is crazy about an automobile. When I get me some money, I'm gonna get me an automobile.
Yaza. That comes from a classic album called Raikuda, Live at the Bottom Line 74, the Bottom Line Club in New York, of course. Crazy about an automobile. If you're into Raikuda stuff, or if you're into just great guitar playing and singing from the American roots scene, then get your grubby little mitts on that album, because it's a cracker. Now, Chris Foster, as many of you will know, has been a long, long time in the folk world, made a rake of fine albums, still in great voice. He comes originally from Britain, but he lives now in Iceland, I believe. Well, he's just made a new album, which is absolutely lovely. Great choice of songs, and I think really, really good production arrangements. Call it what you like. It's done with honesty, integrity, and a mass of talent. From the album, which is called Hadalyn, here's Chris Foster with the traditional song The Faithful Plough. There's some beautiful hammered dulcimer playing on this, by the way.
I'm all you jolly ploughmen of courage stout and bold, who labour all the winter through stormy winds and cold, for to crown your fields with plenty and your farmyards to renew, that bread may not be wanted, we must use the faithful plough. Adam in the garden, he was sent to keep it right. The length of time he stayed there, they say it was one night. He was conquered by a woman, and that you all do know. And so soon he lost the garden, and he went to hold the plough. So Adam was a ploughman when ploughing first begun, and the next that did succeed him, it was Cain, his eldest son. Some of this generation the calling now pursue, for we are all dependent upon the faithful plough. Samson was a strong man, and Solomon was wise. Alexander for to conquer, he was all that we do prize. King David was a valiant man, and many a thousand slew. But none of these brave heroes could live without the says the ploughman to the gardener, count not your trade as ours, but walk your curious borders and gaze upon your flowers. If it was not for the ploughman, both rich and poor would rue, for they are all dependent upon the faithful plough. Behold the wealthy merchant who trades in foreign seas to bring forth golden treasure for those that lives at ease, with finest silks and spices and fruits and dainties too. They are all brought from the Indies by virtue of the plough. I hope that those who hear this will count in what is true, that we cannot sail the ocean wide without the faithful plough. But they must have beer and biscuits, plum puddings, flour and peas, for to feed the jolly sailors who plough the raging seas. Well, I hope there's none offended now with me for singing this, for it never was intended to be anything amiss. But if you consider it rightly, you will find that it is true, that all the trades I've mentioned depend upon the plough. So come all you jolly ploughmen of courage stout and bold, who labour all the winter through stormy winds and cold, for to crown your fields with plenty and your farmyards to renew. The bread may not be wanted, we must use the faithful plough. That bread may not be wanted, we must use the faithful plough.
Lovely stuff. The Faithful Plough, from Chris Foster's new album, Hadolin, and I will play you a track from that later on in the programme. In fact, there's two new albums this week, and I'm going to play you two tracks from each of them. Right now, Jack Talty, Irish concertina player. Some of you might remember I played a couple of tracks from an album that he made with Cormac Begley, another great Irish concertina player called An Fear Bolg. Well, he's made a solo album called In Flow, and I think it's, well, it's just majestic. The man is a genius. How do I describe the playing? It's fluid and dynamic, and it's got just the right amount of grace notes in it. I don't want to get too nerdy about it. He's just a great player. Here he is with The Bubbling Wine, The Flowery Fields of Scotland, and The Sailor on the Rock. Great set of reels. Thank you. total class. Great playing there. Jack Talty with the bubbling wine, the flowery fields of Scotland and the sailor on the rock from his album In Tow. And the bouzouki player who's doing such a fine and tasteful job there in the background was Rory McGorman. Good stuff. Now here's possibly a world first, I'm not really sure. I was sent the following track, which is a rough mix of an album that's going to be coming out sometime in the future, from the 2017 version of The Transports. Many of you will know that the great and late Peter Bellamy wrote a folk opera called The Transports, which went out in 1977 and was a huge hit then. Well, it's been revived by people like the Young'uns, Nancy Kerr, Rachel Newton, etc. Loads of great musicians have got together and they've revived it and they've toured it recently, and many of you might have had the good fortune to go and see it. It got fantastic write-ups wherever it was put on, and I do believe it's going to go out on tour again in the autumn of this year. So like I say, I've been sent a rough mix of one of the tracks on the forthcoming album. The Transports, as you might surmise from the title, is about transportation to Australia, and the hero and heroine of the story come from Norfolk. It's a complex tale, but in fact it's one that has got more resonance today than ever before. This is the Young'uns, Nancy Kerr, Rachel Newton and the rest of the band with Roll Down.
Sweet ladies of Plymouth, we're saying goodbye. Roll down. We'll rock you and roll you again by and by. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down, and we will roll down. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down. Now the anchor's away and the sail's unfurled. Roll down. And we're bound for to take her off way round the world. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down, and we will roll. Biscay, the seas will run high. Roll down. The poor sickly transports, they'll wish they could die. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down, and we will roll down. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down. When the wild coast of Africa it do appear, roll. Transports, they'll tremble with fear. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down, and we will roll down. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down. When the Cape of Good Hope it is rounded at last, roll down. Pull lonesome transports along for the past. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down, and we will roll down. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down.
When the great southern whales on our quarter to spout,
roll down.
More simple transports will goggle and shout.
Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down, and we will roll.
Australia's strand,
roll down.
The poor weary transports, they'll long for the land.
Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down, and we will roll down. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down.
And when we set sail for old England shore,
roll. Transports
will see them no more.
Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down, and we will roll down. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down.
Ten sweet ladies of Plymouth will pay all your rent.
Roll down.
Go roving no more.
ladies of Plymouth, we're saying goodbye.
Roll down, we'll rock you and roll you again by and by. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down, and we will roll down. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down, and we will roll down. Walk around, me brave boys, and roll down.
The cast of the folk ballad opera, The Transports, there with Roll Down. And that's a rough mix of one of the tracks on a forthcoming album. Now, Tom Ashworth is new to me. He comes originally from Hampshire, but now lives in East London. He's a bass player by trade and has played in numerous rock and roll bands. But he spent his childhood, he says, at festivals and pub sessions, listening to people like Fairport Convention, Show of Hands and Martin Carthy. Last year, he made his solo debut, opening for the Dublin band Lynched. Well, he's released a debut EP called Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. I happen to think it's an absolute cracker, but let's see what you think. The album is mostly traditional material, but this, in fact, although it sounds traditional, is Tom's own song. Everybody's Gone to the Rapture.
I was a hand weaver skilled in my trade, till revolution took my hands away. Steam power came and a stocking frame, a mill to grind away an honest trade. No loom could weave a crust of bread to eat, so I cast in the shoes from off my feet. Can't push the genie back inside, wish us all back to the future. Can't resurrect what's up and died. Now everybody's gone to the rapture. The plus gang put me in the white and blue. I left my family and debts accrued, and a soldier of the crown I served. Ships sailed me half the way across the earth. Spilled blood for country and a distant king, bringing empire with a saber swing. Can't saddle up your chargeable horse sense of posture. There's no time left for days of old. Now everybody's gone to the rapture. Worked in the darkness, slow down in the sea. Pick and drill to feed this English dream. Time dragged the costs up till the bills unpaid. I can't climb out the pit my father made. Coal and sweat and tar, all dust to dust. Tools set down for good and left to rust. Oh, tell me where the worker's gone. No more to manufacture. Can't fuel the fires we tend at home. Now everybody's gone to the rapture.
Unusual to find somebody just accompanying themselves on a bass. That was Tom Ashworth with Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, the title track of his debut EP. Now, let's have another track from the new album from Jen Butterworth and Laura Beth Salter. The album is called Bound, and this track is called If I Had a Lover, / The Bell of the Ball. Great mandolin player, Laura Beth Salter, and Jen Butterworth is a fantastic guitarist as well. That was If I Had a Lover, / The Bell of the Ball, from their new album, Bound. If you want details of anything that you hear on tonight's show, then just go to www.mikehardingfolkshow.com and you'll find a link through to every artist that's on this show and every artist that's ever been on any of the previous 215 shows. You can also go to the archive and download 215 previous podcasts if you so wish, and you can stick them up your iPad or your iPod or your whatever and listen to your heart's content. Jennifer Cutting is an incredibly talented musician, conductor, arranger who's worked with Burt Lloyd, Maddie Pryor, Peter Knight, Dave Mattox, Tony Cuff and Troy Donnelly, just to mention a few. She has a great band called Jennifer Cutting's Ocean Orchestra. They've got a new album just out called Waves, and from it, this is a beautiful version of the traditional song, 'Twas on One April Morning. Jennifer Cutting's Ocean Orchestra from her new album Waves with One April Morning, or as I know it, 'Twas On One April Morning. Now here's two great tracks back to back. Firstly, one from the new Chris Foster album that I played at the head of the show, and it's one of the most beautiful songs in the folk song canon. Cecil Sharp, the Edwardian folk song collector, was sitting having afternoon tea with somebody in a beautiful vicarage. The window was open, it was a summer's day, and coming from the garden outside, he heard a man called John England, a gardener who was pruning the roses, singing the following song, The Seeds of Love. He got his pencil and his pad, he ran out and he collected it from the man there and then. And in a way, you could say that that was the beginning of the English folk revival that Cecil Sharp spearheaded. I'm going to follow that seamlessly, you'll find out how in a few minutes, by Dave Burland, a Yorkshireman and a national treasure if ever there was. He has been around for quite a while and has made, again, like Chris Foster, a clutch of fantastic albums and many, many appearances at folk clubs and festivals. He's got a new band called the Awkward Squad, and I'll tell you a bit about them in a moment. They're going to be here with a song in praise of working and living in the country, good honest toil, I suppose, called Country Life. So like I say, you'll hear that in a few moments, but first of all, here's Chris Foster with The Seeds of Love. And by the way, the bird song throughout these two pieces, lovely as it is not my invention, it's actually on the track.
The seeds of love, and I sowed them in the springtime. I gathered them up in the morning so soon, while the small birds sweetly sing, while the small birds sweetly sing. My garden was planted well with flowers everywhere, but I had not the liberty to choose for myself of the flowers I loved so dear, of the flowers I loved so dear. But the gardener was standing by, and I asked him to choose for me. He chose me the violet, the lily and the pink, but these I refused all three, but these I refused all three. Oh, the violet I did not like, because it fades too soon. The lily and the pink I did overthink, and I vowed I would wait till June. I vowed I would wait till June. Oh, in June there is the red rosy bud, and that is the flower for me. I pulled and I plucked at that red rosy bush until I gained a willow tree, until I gained a willow tree. Oh, the willow, it will twist, and the willow, it will twine. Oh, I wish I was back in that young girl's arms that once held this heart of mine, that once held this heart of mine. So come all ye false young maids who leave me here to complain, the grass that is now trodden underfoot, given time it'll rise again, given time it'll rise again.
I like to rise when the sun, she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their laylin. Hurrah for a life of a country boy, ramble in the new mown hay. In spring we sow, the harvest mow, and that is how the seasons round they go. But of all the times, choose I may, I'd be rambling in the new mown hay. Because I like to rise when the sun, she rises early in the morning. I like to hear the small birds singing merrily upon their laylin'. Hurrah for the life of a country boy, to ramble in the new mown hay. Oh, in the summer, when the summer is hot, we sing, we dance, we drink a lot. We spend all night in sport and play, to ramblin' in the new mown hay. I like to rise when the sun, she rises early in the morning. I like to hear the small birds singing merrily upon their laylin'. Hurrah for the life of a country boy, to ramble in the new mown hay. In autumn, when the oak trees turn, we gather all the wood that's fit to burn. We cut and we stash and stow away, and ravelin' in the new mown hay. 'Cause I like to rise when the sun, she rises early in the morning. I like to hear the small birds singing merrily upon their laylin'. Hurrah for a life of a country boy, a ramble in the new mown hay. And in winter, the sky is grey, we hedge and we ditch and dance our times away. Summer, When the sun shines gay, we go rambling through the new mown hay. I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning, and I like to hear the small birds singing merrily upon their layland. Hurrah for a life of the country boy, go rambling in the new mown hay. I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. I like to hear the small birds singing merrily upon their layland. Hurrah for a life, the country boy, a rambling in the new mown hay.
Dave Berland and the Awkward Squad from their album Awkward, that's O-K-K-A-R-D, and the track Country Life. Before that, you heard Chris Foster from his album Hadolin with The Seeds of Love. Two great traditional English songs there, done beautifully, in my humble opinion. And there'll be another track from Dave Berland and the Awkward Squad in a few minutes' time. Now, lawyers get a bit of stick in folk music. Dick Turpin robs a lawyer, and people at the time probably thought that it was no more than his due. And that lovely song, The Cottage Well Thatched with Straw, has a line in it about how his dear dad told him to keep out of the lawyer's claws and he'd have a cottage thatched with straw. Well, Peter and Barbara Snape, who are well known for their North Country songs and music, on their new album Upward Onward have got a cracking song called The Lawyer and the Cow. Listen carefully to the lyrics. I know you do listen to the words, but this one... It points out some home truths, I think. And any lawyers listening, don't sue me. Sue Peter and Barbara Snape, OK?
Two farmers met at a fair, and between them bought a cow. They both well kept to take it home, but couldn't agree somehow. They met a lawyer on the way who tried to take the case. And what was carried on that day? You'd think was a disgrace. One farmer pulled his head, the other pulled his tail, and over it they had a jolly row. Hello! Then up to law they went, and all their money spent. Was the lawyer kept a milking of the cow, cow, cow? The lawyer kept a milking of the cow. Said Farmer Jones, now make no bones, the cow belongs to me. We bought the cow between us, but I first the cow did see. He knows we made a bargain, but now we want a row. I'm bound to fight with all my might, till he gives me half that cow. One farmer pulled its head, the other pulled its tail, and over it they had a jolly row. Hello! Then up to door they went, and all their money spent. So was the lawyer kept a milking of the cow, cow, cow? The lawyer kept a milking of the cow. Said Brown unto the lawyer, now listen to what I say. We bought the cow between us, Jones had no money to pay. He said, I'll give you an IOU, but I didn't think that was right. If you tell me how to keep the cow, I'll give you 6 and 8. One farmer pulled his head, the other pulled his tail, and over it they had a jolly row. Hello! Then up to law they went, and all their money spent. Whilst the lawyer kept a milking of the cow, cow, cow. The lawyer kept a milking of the cow. So Jones and Brown to law they went, but what with fees and costs? They at each other stamped and swore till all their money was lost. The judge at last dismissed the case, and costs would not allow. I'm sorry to say that neither could pay, so the lawyer sneaked the cow. One farmer pulled his head, the other pulled his tail, and over it they had a jolly row. Hello! Then up to law they went, and all their money spent. Whilst the lawyer kept a milking of the cow, cow, cow. kept a milking of the cow. The lawyer kept a milking of the cow. Hello.
The Lawyer and the Cow, Peter and Barbara Snape, from the album Upward, Onward. Now Liz Knowles, Kieran O'Hare and Pat Broaders go collectively under the name Open the Door for Three. And from their eponymous album, this is what I think is a really, really good version of the Richard Thompson classic Bee's Wing. I really like this, but let's see what you think.
Well, I was 19 when I came to town. They call it the summer of love. They were burning babies, burning flags, the hawks against the doves. I took a job in the steamy down in Cauldron Street. I fell in love with a laundry girl who was working next to me. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She says as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And I wouldn't want her any other way. Brown her zigzag round her face, a look of half surprise. Like a fox caught in the headlights, there was animal in her eyes. She says, young man, can't you see I'm not the factory kind? And if you don't take me out of here, I'll surely lose my mind. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine that I might crush her where she lay. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She says as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. Well, we bust around the market towns, we pick fruit down in Kent. And we could tinker lamps and pots and knives wherever we went. I said that we might settle down, get a few acres dug, fire burning in the heart and babies on the rug. She says, oh man, you foolish man, that surely sounds like hell. Well, you might be lord of half the world, but you'll not own me as well. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She says as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. We was camping down the Gower one time, the work was pretty good. She thought we shouldn't wait for the frost, I thought maybe we should. We was drinking more in those days, and tempers reached a pitch. Like a fool I let her run with that rambling itch. Now the last I heard, she's sleeping rough, back in the Derby beats. White horse in her hip pockets and a wolfhound at her feet. And they say she even married once a man named Romany Brown. But even a gypsy's caravan was too much settling down. And they say her flowers faded now, hard weather and hard blues. But maybe it's just the price you pay for the change you refuse. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. And I miss her more than ever words could say. If I could just taste all of her wildness now, if I could hold her in my arms today, well, I wouldn't want her any other way.
Open the Door for Three is the name of the band and the name of the album, and that track was, of course, Bee's Wing, great Richard Thompson song. There's lots and lots of really lovely versions of that song, and that, in my opinion, is one of them. Now I'm going to play another track from Dave Berland and the Orchid Squad's new album, Orchid. Dave Berland, as many of you know, is one of our great singers, great voice, of course, fine guitarist, and a great choice of songs, and over many years he's made a rake of great albums. He's teamed up with Brian Ledyard, who's a drummer. He's played with such bands as Shagpile. He's also a great artist. Done many, many superb album covers for people like Kate Rusby, O'Hooley and Tito, Coop Boys and Simpson, Steve Tilson, Jez Lowe, and many, many more. Dave Fisher, the third lad in the band, plays keyboards and slide guitar, and I happen to think he's one of the best slide guitarists in the cosmos. The three of them were at last year's Settle Folk Festival, and they went down an absolute storm. The audience loved them from beginning to end. Here they are from their new album, with a class version of Spencer the Rover, the traditional English song, followed by the American tune, the Ashokan Farewell.
These words were composed by Spencer the Rover. He travelled Great Britain and most parts of Wales. He being so reduced, which caused great confusion, that is the reason he went on the road. And in Yorkshire, near Rotherham, he'd been on his rambles. Being weary of travelling, he sat down to rest. At the foot of yonder mountain, there runs a clear fountain, with bread and cold water himself did refresh. And it tasted more sweet than the gold he had wasted, sweeter than honey, and gave more content. The thought of his babies lamenting their father brought tears to his eyes, made him to lament. And the night fast approaching, to the woods he resorted, with woodbine and ivy his bed for to make. Oh, he dreamt about sighing, lamenting, and crying. Go home to your family and rambling for a say. So the fifth day of November, I've reason to remember, when first he arrived at his family and wife. Oh, they stood so surprised to see his arrival, to see such a stranger once more in their sight. And his children flocked around him with prittle-prattling stories, with prittle-prattling stories to drive away care. And Now they're united like ants, live together like bees. One hive, contented, they'll stay.
Stuff. That was a tune written by Jay Unger for an American TV series on the American Civil War. The tune is called the Ashokan Farewell. And before that you heard Spencer the Rover, the traditional English song from Dave Berland and the Awkward Squad's new album Awkward, O-K-K-A-R-D. A must for all fans of great music, particularly Yorkshire folk. Now, Rag Mama Rag are Ashley and Deborah Drew, who live in France, but tour all over the place, playing great blues music. Ashley is a superb slide guitar player, and Deborah plays washboard and blues harp and percussion and sings as well. Their new album is called Some Old Day, and from it, this is, I think, a cracking track called Fracking Man. Just cop your whack for this.
There's a rumbling in the hills and shaking all around. Could it be a demon deep down in the ground? Could it be the devil sent from Uncle Sam? Brother, beware of the fracking man. He'll be hanging out the dollars, he'll be tightening the screw, rolling up into a town near you. He got the politicians in his hand. Brother, beware of the fracking man. Tear down your green policy, stick the knife in democracy. We're appalled. His billion-dollar plan. So brother, beware of the fracking man. And they kicked him out in the U.S. of A. In New York State, down in old L.A. You've got to ask yourself, why was he banned? So brother, beware of the fracking man. So brother, beware of the fracking man. There's a job for you, boy, and let's be frank. We've got oil and gas and money in the bank. We poison the water and we poison the land. So brother, beware of the fracking man. Brother, beware of the fracking man. Brother, beware of the fracking man.
Fracking Man, Rag Mama Rag, from their new album, Some Old Day. Now, three great Irish traditional musicians got together, Zoe Conway, Donal Lunny and Merchin O'Connor, and they made an album called In Full Sail. As you can imagine, Zoe Conway, one of the world's great fiddlers, Merchin O'Connor, without any doubt, one of the world's great melodeon players, and Donal Lunny is just a master when it comes to driving the rhythm along with his bouzouki playing and also his producing. He's one of the world's great producers. So you can imagine, when I opened it, I thought this album's going to be great, and it is. Here's a fine, fine set of jigs. Paddy in London, A Tailor I Am, and Adam and Eve. Thank you. London, a tailor I am, and Adam and Eve. Cracking set of jigs there from Zoe Conway, Donald Lunny and Merchant O'Connor. Their album In Full Sale. Wonderful stuff. Now I'm going to play you another track from Hannah Rarity's new EP, Beginnings. Hannah Rarity is a relative newcomer to the Scottish folk scene, but she's made a huge impact in the few years since she left college. Her EP, I think, is really terrific, but let's see what you think to this. This is Miller to My Trade, and it really threw me a little bit when I first heard it because of the acoustics of the first verse, the amount of echo there is on it, but there's a reason behind it, and you'll see that as the song continues. It's great.
See, will you can know? I am a Miller team of trade, and let's see, will you can know? Oh, I am a Miller team of trade. I am money, so can you know? I am money, a lassie, I lead at the back of the sacks of me, low.
At the back of the sacks of Milo. It's funny, Millers were always reckoned to be lusty. Tailors were always reckoned to be stupid. Lawyers were always reckoned to be corrupt. It wasn't very PC in the old days of folk music creation, was it? Miller to My Trade, Hannah Rarity from her new EP, Beginnings. Now, this is a lovely song, and I'm playing it for all those who are marching, who are protesting, who are writing to their MPs or their senators or whatever, protesting against the swamp drainers who've turned out to be the biggest alligators in the swamp. This is Tom Paxton from his album Comedians and Angels with How Beautiful Upon the Mountain.
How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace. How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace. across the bridge at Selma, you came marching side by side. In your eyes, a new world on the way. Hope was in your heart and justice would not be denied. You sang, we shall overcome someday. God knows the courage you possessed, and Isaiah said it best. How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace. How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace. Marching round the White House, marching round the Pentagon, marching round the mighty missile plans, speaking truth to power, singing peace in Babylon, asking us why not give peace a chance. God knows the courage you possess, and Isaiah said it best. How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace. How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace. Generations who have joined you on this road look to you with power in their eyes. Now you know the torch has passed as they pick up the load. Now you see their eyes are on the prize. God knows the courage they possess, and Isaiah said it best. How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace. How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace. How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace.
How beautiful upon the mountain, Tom Paxton, from his album Comedians and Angels. Now, next week's show is going to be devoted entirely to songs from the gypsy and traveller communities and tradition. It's going to be chock full of songs from the road, from the travellers, from their lives, and also traditional songs that they preserved and kept alive. Because what many people don't realise, that if it wasn't for the gypsies in this country and elsewhere, then it's quite likely that we wouldn't have had as many fine traditional songs as we've got now. Anyway, just to give you a taste of what's coming up next week, here's Eliza Carthy, who has, of course, gypsy blood in her, with The Little Gypsy Girl.
My father is the king of the gypsies, it is true. My mother, she learned me some camping for to do. They put the pack all on my back, they all did wish me well. So I set off for London town, some fortunes for to tell. Now when that I came to some fair London street, a handsome young squire I chanced it for to meet. He viewed my brown cheeks and he liked them sweet. sat my little gypsy girl, can you my fortune tell?
Little Gypsy Girl from Eliza Carthy's album Anglicana. And like I say, next week the show is going to be devoted entirely to songs from the Gypsy and Traveller communities. Now, Fairport Convention, would you believe, are 50 years old. 50 years on the road and they're out on tour again. I can't believe it's been half a century since they started off. On the road again, on tour, there's a separate tour bus with nurses and carers. And at night after the show, they drink Slippery Elm and Ovaltine instead of pints. And there's no more of that throwing televisions into hotel bedrooms. No, 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 no. They're taking care of themselves. They're in Salford tonight, then they're going to Canterbury, two nights there, and then Farnham, Whitby, Leeds, City Varieties, all over the place. Details you can find on their website, going via ours. www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. They have a new album just out with loads of mates getting up there on stage live with them. The one I particularly like is this one, featuring Robert Plant on lead vocals and backed up by the entire Fairport crew. This is Jesus on the Main Line. Thank you.
Robert Plant.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Spectacular.
Robert Plant.
Jesus on the Main Line from Fairport Convention's new album, 50-50 at 50. Cracking album it is too. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, please spread the word because we've got no brass for advertising. And word of mouth is the best recommendation you can ever have. So tell any of your folky mates that might be into the show to tune in and drop out. Man, next week, a show, as I said, of gypsy music. In the meantime, look after yourselves, take care, and be kind to one another. Ta-da.